may run. Reach for the words, reach for the story, follow the rainbow sun. To a shining time station, where dreams can come true, waiting there for you.
Okay, I'll make a list of all the things that we'll need for our camping trip, and you check them off, okay? Whistles for around our neck in case we get lost.
Check.
Good. Flashlights?
Check.
Tent poles and rope?
Check.
Oh, good. All right. Sandwiches?
Check.
Well, I think that's most of it.
Stacy, I'm really glad we have you as our leader for the wilderness weekend instead of you-know-who.
Yeah.
Oh, Becky, don't be so hard on Schemer. I'm sure he's doing his best with the boys.
2, 3, 4, knee, 2, 3, 4, shoulder, 2, 3, 4, hip, 2, 3, 4, keep on marching and stop, about face. All right, drop that gear. Very nice. Okay, roll call. Camper Ned, Camper Schemy.
Here.
Here what?
Here, Master Scout Sergeant Schemer, sir.
All right, Camper Schemy, Camper Dad, make me a tent and make me some grub, now!
Grub, that's survival talk for food.
I'm really glad we have Stacy as our leader.
Yeah.
A camping trip? What a great idea!
Oh, yeah, baby. I can see it now. Surrounded by nature, under the stars. Ooh, just thinking about it gives me the all-overs.
Ooh, how do we do it? Tex, Rex!
Well, first you get yourself a big old trailer and a couple of beds with a kitchen inside.
True enough, Rex. Then you put a nice big TV set in there.
And don't forget the electric toothbrush.
Oh, that's not camping. You have to stay in a tent to go camping. And I know just where to go. Follow me.
Oh, she means roughing it.
No.
Come on, Dan. Hurry up with the tent, huh? I'm tired of doing all the work around here.
I think I've almost got it.
Schemer, no one can put up a tent alone. It takes teamwork.
Come on, Miss Jones. Any man in the woods can put up a tent by himself alone.
Oh, is that true, Mr. Man of the Woods? Why don't you try it, then?
Fine. Attention all campers, attention all campers. Master Scout Master, Schemer Master shall now demonstrate the correct and official schemerific technique for putting up a tent. Thank you!
You're welcome!
Gather on, kids. Watch how it's done. All right, this first thing here. This goes like this. Like this. These are unnecessary for someone who knows how to put up a tent. Like this. And that is how you put up a tent.
Where'd my uncle go?
Hey, about time we got some food around this place.
All right, Jimmy, let's go check out the campsite. There's more to camping. And just putting up a tent. There's all kinds of things out there. There's wild animals and bugs and prickles. Speaking of which, why don't you go first? Goodbye!
Are they gone? I hope so, because I'm nervous enough as it is.
Hi, Mr. Conductor. What are you nervous about?
I'm taking my conductor's refresher course today.
What's that?
That's when a conductor has to brush up on all the things conductor's supposed to know about. Have you checked your hole puncher?
Till I'm punchy.
Your whistle?
Clean as a whistle.
How about your all aboard?
What?
I think you'll do just fine, Mr. Conductor.
I hope so. I'd never want my conductor skills to get rusty. That would let everybody down.
Why would it let everyone down?
Well, being a conductor is really about helping people get from one place to another as safely as possible. It's a little like camping, too. It takes pulling together and being prepared. Maybe the picture machine can explain what it means to work as a team. Why don't you go take a look?
We work and play. There are times when we can help each other. Things get done and it's much more fun. Don't you find it's good to work together? It goes much faster when we each can do our part. And all that matters is a willing heart. So let's start, we'll all pull together the best we can. We can, we're a team and we're all gonna do it. All stick together the best we know we're a team. So let's get to it. You do your best, we'll all do the rest. No need for us to worry. We're part of a crew, all of us, me and you, and we're gonna get it done. You do your best, we'll all do the rest. No need for us to hurry. We're part of the crew, all of us, me and you. We're team members, everyone. Come, let's try, you and I. Together we will make it easy. We won't strain and we don't need pain. Many hands make it light and breezy. Each of us has a different thing that we can do. And that's the reason why we're asking you to help us too. All pull together the best we can, we can. We're a team and we're all gonna do it. All stick together the best we know we're a team. So let's get to it. You do your best, we'll all do the rest. No need for us to worry. We're part of the crew, all of us, me and you. And we're gonna get it done. You do your best, we'll all do the rest. No need for us to hurry. We're part of a crew, all of us, me and you. We're team members, everyone.
One more pull and then you can let go, Mr. Conductor.
Oh, don't worry about me. I can hold on to this rope all day.
Okay, Dan, you can tie your end down now. Oh, Mr. Conductor, are you all right?
Oh, I'm fine. But next time I put up a tent, I'll be sure to fasten my seatbelt.
Yeah, but look, we got the tent up.
Attention all campers! Campsite has been found! This is not a drill. Repeat, this is not a drill. This is the real thing. So campers, let's get moving on! Hip, two, three, four. Hip, two, three, four. Hip!
Where did that come from?
Oh, just something I'd call teamwork, Schemer.
Teamwork? Well, Miss Jones, when it comes to surviving in the great outdoors, teamwork has nothing over scheme work.
Oh, really, Mr. Great Outdoors? Well, I hope you're prepared, because I think it's going to rain tonight.
Miss Jones, do I look like the type of man who would be frightened of a little H3O? No. All it means to me is I won't have to take a shower this month.
Oh. Stacy, we're not going camping in the rain, are we? No, I think we're going to camp out in the station tonight, huh?
Camp out in the station? Ooh, talk about survival.
Well, what are you going to do? You haven't packed any sleeping bags or blankets.
No food, no lanterns.
No raincoats, no flashlights, no...
Who cares? Real men know how to survive in the...
Real men know how to survive in the woods using their basic instincts. For example, if we get hungry, we'll just eat bugs and bees and bark like the bears do. And if it starts raining, we'll just build a log cabin. In short, Miss Jones, we'll be living off the land like that great American frontiersman, Pat Boone.
Okay, let's get going, everybody. Come on, hip, two, three, four.
But Uncle Schemer... I don't want to eat bugs.
How do you know till you try them? Come on, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Move it, 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 move it,
cool camping dudes ready?
Mm-hmm. We're Texan Rex.
You tell him.
No, you tell him.
You tell him.
No, you tell him.
You tell him.
You tell him.
You tell him.
Oh, all right, I'll tell him.
We don't want to go.
Right.
Yeah, camping is downright scary. Spelled...
Oh, you guys are babies. Spelled B-A-B-I-E-S.
Cool it, Dee Dee. Cool it. Maybe our two cowpokes just need a little something to get them in the mood. Why don't you two guys do a fishing number or something? Something'll get you in the right camping mood.
You get a light and I'll get a pole, honey. You get a light and I'll get a pole, babe. You get a light. And we'll go fishing by the crawdad hole, honey. Sugar baby mine. Yonder comes a man with a pack on his back, honey. Yonder comes a man with a pack on his back, babe. Yonder comes a man with a pack on his back, toting all the crawdads he can pack, honey. Sugar baby mine. Sitting on the ice till my feet get cold, honey. Oh, sitting on the ice till my feet get cold, babe. Sitting on the ice till my feet get cold, watching them crawdad dig his hole. Honey, sugar baby mine. Now you get a line and I'll get a pole, honey. You get a line and I'll get a pole, babe. You get a line and I'll get a pole, and we'll go fishing by the crawdad hole, honey. Sugar baby mine. What you gonna do when the lake runs dry, honey? What you gonna do when the lake runs dry, babe? What you gonna do when the lake runs dry? Sit on the sugar baby mine. You get a line and I'll get a pole, honey. You get a line and I'll get a pole, babe. You get a line and I'll get a pole, and we'll go fishing by the crawdad hole, honey. Sugar baby, you're mine.
Well, partner, a song like that really makes me feel like a going camping. Come on.
Yep, time to hit the trail. Come on, Tito, you're slowing things up.
The one thing about camping is there's nothing better than getting away from it all.
Hey, be proud of me, will you?
Give me slack, give me slack here. Give me slack.
Be nice at the beginning of a long trip.
Mr. Conductor, have you ever played the building a story game?
Well, maybe you better show me how to play it. That way, I'll be able to get the whole story.
Okay, I'll start. Ooh, the best way to start on a camping trip is with something spooky. Okay. It was a dark and stormy night. Ooh, boy. And the ship was lost at sea.
Ship hit a big rock, and the water started rushing in.
The boat started to sink, but before it did, the captain jumped into the dark, dark water.
Your turn, Mr. Conductor. Mr. Conductor?
Is it over yet? I can't look.
Mr. Conductor, you're supposed to finish the story.
I am? Then I will. But instead of telling you how it turned out, why don't I show you?
Oh, that's fine with me, kids.
Sure.
Sure.
Wonderful. Why don't we begin with the magic bubble?
Oh, I'm sure they got out of the rain. For all we know, they're over at Schemer's mommy's house right now having cookies and milk.
Hi.
Dan, you're soaking wet.
I know.
Oh.
Is there anything to eat?
Oh,
you better dry off or you're going to catch cold.
Here, Dan, you can sit next to me.
Thanks. Dan, what happened, huh? Grandpa Carol, thank you. Why? Where's Schemer and Schemey? It's kind of hard to explain, Stacy. You see, Schemer tried to put up the tent all by himself. But when he was stapling it to the tree, the tent blew into the woods.
Schemer tried to staple the tent to a tree?
Yeah, we told him not to. But anyways, see, Schemer sent me back here to get more staples. And then he and Schemey chased after the tent and ran into the woods.
Oh, no, I hope they're all right.
I'm worried about them.
Yeah, well, we're all worried. Is there anything that you can do, Mr. Conductor?
Say no more. I'm out the door.
But won't you be scared out there?
You needn't be scared when you're prepared.
Food!
Schemey! Here, Schemey. Here's a towel.
No towel. Food!
Schemey, what happened to your uncle?
Do you mean before or after he climbed the tree?
Climbed a tree? I thought he was chasing after a tent.
Yeah, the tent blew into the tree. So he climbed the tree to try and get it down.
What happened then?
Do you mean before or after he fell out the tree?
He fell out of the tree?
Yeah, but he landed in the mud. See, by then it started to rain. And that's probably why that wild animal was hiding in the log. To get out of the rain.
What wild animal?
The one I just told you about, the one in the log.
What log?
The log Uncle Schemer got his foot caught in.
Oh, no!
But it was okay. I think the animal got scared off when Uncle Schemer started screaming. He was screaming really loud, especially when he fell off the hill into the creek.
Well, what did you do?
I was hungry, so I came here.
You left your uncle at the bottom of the hill in a creek?
Hey, I was hungry. He ate all our food.
Well, how do you know that he's all right?
I know that he's okay because I heard him screaming for help.
Schemey. When someone needs help, you do everything in the world you can to help that person. Didn't you even think about going for help?
Hey, I'm here, aren't I? Pass some marshmallows, Becky.
And this is what I call a cool time.
Give me some slack.
Oh, if you stop giving me slack, I will.
Cheeto, they had real food.
Oh, where am I?
Some home-cooked victuals sure would go down well about now, right, Rex?
You said, I would settle for just getting out of this tent with you, brother.
That's it. I'm for packing up and heading back upstairs.
Well, that's
I'm
the
with
best
you.
Idea
Come on, let's
I've
get
heard
out
all.
Of
Man, whose idea was this in the first place?
Whose idea? Whose idea? Cheeto, it was your idea.
Was not.
Oh, seems to me, gang, this is one gig we didn't rehearse too well. Next time, we better be better prepared.
Oh, you said it, sister. And right now, me and Rex are prepared to hitch our wagons up and head on home.
I'm going right now. Would you please excuse me? Look out of my way.
Now
look what you waited for. Oh,
tarnation.
Okay, I'm going to go out and find Schemer. Ginny, what in the world?
Lucky for you, Miss Jones, that I happened to be passing by in my truck when I was. Because what do I see poking around looking in the windows of Shining Time Station but this character here? So I screeched down my brakes and said to myself, throw me off a passenger train, but that someone's up to no good.
How did you know that this person's up to no good?
Who in the right mind to be out at this time of the night? Schemer! Okay, I admit it. I don't know anything about camping. Please keep that mountain lion away from me. Mountain lion? There are no mountain lions in this neck of the woods. Oh, yes, there are. It's a mountain lion. And a big furry tail and little eyes and little tiny legs and chomping on nuts.
Oh, Schemer, that does not sound like a mountain lion to me. It sounds like a squirrel.
A squirrel. It sure looked like a mountain lion.
Okay, Schemer, why don't you come here and sit down with us? We'll get you dry, give you something to eat.
Oh, no. I don't want any more food. I'm too full. I think I ate too many sandwiches.
Oh. Hey, Schemer.
Schemer. How'd you get out of the creek?
Well, getting out of the creek was easy. Getting out of the swamp, now that was hard. I pulled myself up by this branch, but then it got really scary and everything because it was dark and all. I thought I was a goner. I thought that was it. I thought I'd never see Schemer again. But then I heard this, like, little whistle.
A little whistle?
Yeah, it was like this little whistle, and I didn't know where the heck the sound came from. So I start following the sound of this little whistle. I'm going through the woods. All of a sudden, here I am at Shining Time Station. But I was kind of afraid to come in because I kind of thought that the kids wouldn't want to see the old Schemer again.
Oh, well, Schemer, it sounds like you learned your lesson the hard way.
Yeah, never go camping without my mommy. I'm a failure.
Oh, no, Schemer, you're not a failure. You just were not prepared.
You did find your way back to Shining Time Station.
Yeah.
I did?
Yeah.
Hey, I did.
Yeah, that's right. And who else would do all of this for the sake of camping?
Yeah. Who else would?
Yeah, so maybe next time you'll be a little better prepared and use some teamwork.
Good old-fashioned teamwork, Schemer. That's everyone getting on the hay wagon, going out to the orchard and picking apples together. Yeah, oh, that reminds me. I just might have some cider in the back of my truck to warm up this here camp out. Now, who's going to help me unload? Go.
Now, Miss Johns, it looks like I'm not a total failure.
Oh, Schemer, how could you be a failure? At least you keep trying, you know? And the important thing is that we learn from our mistakes.
That's true. I do always try.
Mm-hmm.
Which is more than I can say for some people around here.
I was hungry.
Leaving me alone all by myself in the woods where I could be eaten alive by vicious squirrels and moths.
I'm not so hungry.
Yeah, you're not so hungry anymore. You can...
Reach for the speak, reach for the whistle, go where the rail may run. Reach for the words, reach for the story, follow the rainbow sun. To a shining time station, where dreams can come true, waiting there for you. So much to see, so far to travel, so much to learn to know. Friends by your side, hopes to hold on to, who knows how far you'll go. To a shining time station, where dreams can come true. Your own imagination,